Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, I found something to mention. Transurania WF and Como, that intersection is busy.
Now, as Rob mentioned a bit earlier, it's World Earth Day today, so we've been carrying stories of how people are making a change in South Africa throughout the bulletins. A bit more on that at 7. On to other news, a new bank in the South African banking sector is a good thing. This is a sentiment of visiting Professor Yanni Rousseau at the University of Wits Business School, and it follows the announcement that Old Mutual has received approval to start a bank.
Within any economic system, more competition is always better than less competition. From that perspective, I would welcome a new bank by Old Mutual.
And then in Libya, a powerful sandstorm caused the shutting down of airports as well as public administration and schools in the region, according to local media. Traffic at airports in Benghazi and Tobruk was suspended until further notice. The news is accompanied with images of runways buried in sand. More on these and other stories at 7, but for now, let's take a look at what's going on in the business front. And Franske Neidler from PSG Wealth in Pretoria East has the latest on the South African front.
The JSE overall index closed 0.3% stronger. Naspers led the market and rose by more than 5%. The resources sector, however, closed 3.7% lower, with sharp declines in platinum mining stocks. Anglo-American Platinum closed down more than 5%.
Moving on to financial indicators, a dollar is trading at 19 Rand 15, a euro 20 Rand 39, and a pound 23 Rand 64. Gold trading at $2,331.98 per fine ounce, and oil at $87 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fouchier, more news at 7.
Well, we do have some live cricket on the go. Rajasthan Royals pace bowler Sandeep Sharma taking a brilliant 5-wicket haul to restrict Mumbai Indians to 179 for 9. That's in the IPL match in Jaipur. We're into the second innings. Rajasthan 61 for no loss after 6 overs in reply. World number one and record 24-time Grand Slam champion Novak Djokovic has withdrawn from this week's Madrid Open. The 36-year-old was not included in today's draw. Rafa Nadal, meanwhile, will continue his comeback from injury in Madrid, but has been pitted against 16-year-old American Darwin Blanche in the first round. Masters champion Scottie Scheffler continued his dominance, winning the storm-delayed RBC Heritage in South Carolina for his fourth win in 5 starts. That was earlier today. He carded a 3-under par 68 in the final round to finish on 19 under, winning by 4 shots from fellow American Sahith Thigala. And Beijing earlier today called reports about 23, that many, Chinese swimmers testing positive for a banned substance ahead of the Tokyo Olympics in 2021. Fake news. The sport was rocked at the weekend by revelations that the swimmers tested positive for TMZ, a prescription hard drug that is banned in athletes because it can enhance performance. Before the games 3 years ago, the swimmers were allowed to compete in Tokyo after world governing bodies accepted China's findings that they had ingested it unwittingly from food during a competition in late 2020 and 21. I'm Colin Jinger. And that's a Jack of Sport.
X, thank you so much, brother. We appreciate you.
Oh, I love you guys.
Are you in on breakfast tomorrow morning again?
I am bright and early.
Double duty. We love it for you.
Yeah, bam, bam.
Thank you, bro. X on the team with breakfast with Martin Bested tomorrow morning. We thank him for his service today.
This is Pick and Mix, exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Pick a mix, very simple. We pick a theme, we mix together 5 songs. That's why it's called the Pick a Mix.
Yes, and today's theme is songs that make you happy to be alive. Rob loves a road trip. All I'm seeing is wind in the hair vibes with this one.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM. Get your motor running.